I'll get away with so much.
When you took a deeper interest in your culture in the early 10s, probably, what happened then with your music? It became less R&B and hip-hop to some extent.
It became truer to who I was. It became real. It became, you know what I mean? It became really real. It wasn't, how do I put this? It wasn't something that had to be scripted anymore. You feel me? It wasn't something that I even had to write down anymore.
Say my baby, you. You know Sunday or Wednesday, you. Coming like on Yeta or Wendy, and if you give, I could take you. Oh, shake you. I still decide to kiss you. You cannot come make a mistake.
PS3, Sveriges Radio.
Och här är Ekot. Den omstridda israelisk-amerikanska nödhjälpsorganisationen Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, uppger att man idag delat ut över 1 miljon måltider i Gaza, rapporterar AFP. Enligt GHF ska utdelningen ha skett utan några incidenter. Samtidigt kommer nya rapporter om dödsskjutningar. Enligt den Hamas-kontrollerade hälsomyndigheten har minst 12 personer skjutits ihjäl av israelisk militär i närheten av GHFs utdelningsplatser. För den som vill öka sina chanser till att få jobb efter gymnasiet är fordons- och transportprogrammet ett bra val. Det är nämligen den gymnasieutbildning som enligt Skolverket säkrast leder till ett jobb. Jonathan Ekholm i Skövde har redan ordnat jobb efter studenten.
Om man vill jobba med det här yrket då, så kommer man få jobb. Men dummar man sig så kan det väl vara lite jobbigt sådär.
Enligt Skolverkets statistik så är 75% av eleverna som gått fordon- och transportprogrammet etablerade på arbetsmarknaden efter 3 år. Och efter sommarlovet väntar en fast anställning för Jonathan som mekaniker.
Nej, men jag visste inte riktigt vad jag ville gå när jag gick i nian. Så jag tänkte, jag kör på det jag tycker om och det är bilar då. Så då sökte jag till fordon här och på praktiska gymnasiet då. Och så kom jag in här, så det blev ju suveränt.
Eleven Charlie Strand ska börja jobba dagarna efter studenten.
Bilar slutar aldrig tillverkas. Det behövs ju alltid folk som lagar dem. Vi är ju behövda så att säga.
Hur känns det nu då när du går ut? För ni går ut på fredag nästa vecka.
Ja, det är lite pirrigt. Det är mycket att tänka på nu sista veckorna. Och sen så är det ju en gång man springer ut också, så man vill ju inte sumpa sin chans.
Reporter här, det var Peter Karlberg, P4 Skaraborg. Det har skett en explosionsartad ökning av blåmusslor i svenska vatten. Musslorna är dessutom på frammarsch i flera länder i Europa, vilket förvånar forskarna. Mats Lindegart är professor i marinekologi vid Göteborgs universitet.
Det är ju verkligen remarkabelt hur det har varit i år då.
I flera decennier har rapporter från främst allmänheten talat för en successiv minskning av blåmusslor. Men i fjol vände det. Och i år ser man en explosionsartad ökning. Inte bara på Bohuskusten och i Oslofjorden. I Holland rapporterar forskare också rekordstora bestånd.
Att det har blivit en sån extrem händelse i år, det har säkert med olika sorters slumpfaktorer. Jag tror inte att det är något så att säga, systematiskt som har gjort det. Helt plötsligt så är det mycket, mycket bättre i år.
En teori är att rovfiskarna har blivit fler. För de äter både krabbor och räkor som annars äter mussellarver. En annan är att nya mussellarver har färdats långa vägar med strömmar. Musslorna renar havet när de fångar upp näringsämnen som kväve och fosfor. Och mänsklig påverkan som övergödning och överfiske tros ligga bakom tidigare minskning.
Reporter, det var Sanna Ekstedt Larsson på P4 Väst. Idag delades årets karamellodiktstipendie ut, ett pris som delas ut av Povel Ramel-sällskapet till någon som förnyat det svenska språket eller stått för framstående gärningar inom musiken. Pristagaren i år, skådespelerskan och sångerskan Susie Eriksson.
Nej, men jag tror att det är liksom min artistiska bredd, att jag har liksom rört mig i så många olika genrer och att jag är en sucker för revyformen. Så jag hoppas att det är det och att jag att de tycker att jag är en bra tjej.
Hur ska du fira det här då?
Åh herregud, jag ska ta en kopp kaffe.
Susie Erikssons karriär är lång, både inom musiken och skådespeleriet. Hon medverkade i tv-serien Care of Segemyr på 90-talet och varit med i flera musikaler och flera revyer. När hon idag tog emot Karamellodiktstipendiet promenerade hon traditionsenligt fram till scenen under en polkagrisrandig filt innan hon avtäcktes.
En mycket märklig upplevelse. Man ser lite dåligt, men jag hade Lotta Rammes stadiga hand som höll i mig hela tiden. Och sen så ökar ju pulsen och skakningarna i benen ju närmare man kom scenen. Men kul, kul grej!
Susie Eriksson där och reporter det var Isak Krona. Så vädret imorgon, då väntas Götaland få växlande molnighet och enstaka skurar. Svealand och södra Norrland skurar, medan det i norra Norrland blir en del sol. Allmänt kommer temperaturen ligga mellan 12 och 18 grader, i fjällen lägre. Det var Ekot klockan 11. Jag heter Ola Jonåker Dunkus.
I mean, I grew up in Nigeria, so I was always surrounded by the history.
Afrobeat's the shit now, man. Afrobeat's number one. It's gonna be number one forever.
I mean, not every Afrobeat artist is gonna be a fella.
Not everyone's gonna have that political reach, but them doing what they're doing is changing another kid's life or making them proud of where they're from.
The like fella, when it was fella's time, it was jazz and funk, like you said. But this time it's like just it's R&B and hip hop.
Because you have to understand, man, everything that they ever fed us that was cool didn't come from our surroundings or our environment. It was always so far away. You know, we all wanted to be American. We all wanted to be Jamaican.
Calling me a monster, calling us fake. No way, no way, no way. Calling me a monster just 'cause we say it. Barricades, keep our position away. That's why we strapped with the case. Don't get kidnapped from your place, 'cause it could happen today. Not knowing how to behave, that is a sign that you made. Just lose your life with the waste, your body found in the lake. You fucked around and the fisherman found you drowning for days. You know we come from a place where people smile but it's fake. How could they smile if you look around and surrounded by pain? I seen the sky turn to gray, it took the life from the day. It's like the heads of the state ain't come comprehending the hate that the oppressed generate when they've been working like slaves to get some minimum wage. You turn around and you blame them for their anger and rage. Put them in shackles and chains because of what they became. We are the monsters you made. Calling me a monster, calling us fake. You make them out until the turn is awake. Calling me a monster just 'cause we say it. No way, no way, no way. Monster, make the mistake. But there's only so much that you can take. Ba-dee-da-da-doo-dee-da-da-doo-dee. We are the monsters you made. I bet they thought it was cool. Probably thought we was fools when we would break all the rules and skip them classes in school. Because the teacher them teaching what the white man them teaching, them European teachings in my African school. So fuck the classes in school, fuck Mungo Park and the fool. That's how they find River Niger. They've been lying to you. Ain't no denying the truth. See what I'm trying to do is draw the line for the mothers crying with dying as youths. Come walk a mile in my shoes, see if you smile at the truth. See if you die just your fool. That's when you might have a clue of what the fuck we go through. You're fucking lucky if you live through the day. Better pray that God always stay with you. Ain't fucking safe any day. The reaper be coming for you. We need a change and it ain't no way I'ma take an excuse. My niggas finding a way or fucking smile in the grave. This is the price that you pay. We are the monsters you made.
En svart panternäve prydde väggen i trähuset där Burna Boy växte upp. I Monsters You Made släppte han sitt cool och demonstrerade ren ilska. Låten öppnas med rösten tillhörande för detta befälhavaren för en militant grupp som verkar för frigörelsen av Niger-deltat. Kämpa mot orättvisor och miljöförstöring som orsakas av regeringen, internationella företag och illegal utvinning i den oljerika regionen. Nigeria började som en affärsöverenskommelse år 1899 mellan Storbritannien och ett handelsbolag värt 865 000 pund. Mer än 250 etniska grupper som pratade mer än 500 språk trycktes ihop i en nation som nu består av drygt 213 miljoner människor. Nigeria blev självständigt 1960, men motsättningar ledde till inbördeskrig 7 år senare. Historien vävs in i Burna Boys musik och aktivism. Fela Kutis porträtt finns på Burna Boys vänstra underarm. Och han reagerar när jag undrar om kampen är en naturlig del av hans liv och DNA. Eller om det hela också involverar någon form av strategi.
Well, it's just not, I wouldn't call it a strategy because... If it was a strategy, it's not a strategy that works. It's a strategy that causes me problems. You feel me? But, I mean, I would make more. Let's just say I would make a lot more money if I wasn't doing that. So, yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, first of all, you're white. Yeah, you're not Nigerian. If you were, then you would know that this is not the most lucrative the most lucrative music to be making, or to be the most, not even music, the most lucrative fight to be fighting, you understand?
Fela Kuti trakasserades av en nigeriansk polis och militär från 1974 och 10 år fram. Hans hem attackerades och invaderades. Fela misshandlades och fängslades. En gång anföll 1000 soldater artistens Kalakuta Republic. Felas hus brändes ner, han misshandlades svårt och mordaren kastades ut genom fönstret, vilket ledde till dödliga skador. Burna Boy har spelat in videos i Felas New Africa Shrine i Lagos, som drivs av Fela son Femi.
Everything that you heard Fela say in his music from 1980, 70, whatever, till now, all those things he said back then are happening now. Like, you can play all those songs and everything he's saying, down to even some of the names he's calling, they're still in power today. You feel me? So it's like, nothing changed, man. Like, African children, right, have never been shown that they can be anything but a victim in situations that are basically, I wouldn't even say life and death, because it's beyond that. You understand? In situations that determine what your children's lives are going to be like. You see what I mean? It's like they never really had anyone to look up to that showed them that they had power like that, you feel me? So I feel like that was my first time seeing anything like that, and it's like, it really, like, I felt good about it, you feel me?
Many people don't try. more logo, logo. You know, get the passing when you know, no. Making them loco, oh no. Making up the do like on to go, no. Nobody do it better, better than me. Can nobody do it better? Check a man see, I know say one day he go better. Go carry Grammy, because anything we better require planning. Don't be, oh. Nothing you can do. Because God did not go give you more than you can undo. Now so them mama go hala, ebele bebo. Now so them papa go hala, ebele bebo. Obodo de nu go chim chim. 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 Africa, we don't tire. So here comes the African giant. Many, many people don't try. But you can't test the African giant. Give me your more logo, logo. You know, get the passing when you know, no. Making them loco.
Symbolen för antiimperialism och frigörelse. Malcolm X beskrev Patrice Lumumba som den största afrikanen någonsin. Burna Boy säger att han betyder allt. Patrice Lumumba, den första folkvalde ledaren i Demokratiska republiken Kongo, som mördades 1961 med hjälp från den amerikanska och belgiska regeringen.
Vive l'indépendance de l'unité africaine. Vive le Congo indépendant et souverain.
Belgium is returning the remains of the icon of Congo's anti-colonial movement to his family. A single tooth is all that is believed to remain of Patrice Lumumba after his assassination in 1961.
Of course, man. Of course, it means everything. You understand? It's like, and not just Patrice Lumumba, the great, the late great one. Also the professor Patrice Lumumba, you know, who gives these lectures and stuff. You can Google him or YouTube him and stuff. But these are things that these are the lessons that need to be taught in schools in Africa. These are the things that matter. These are this is the knowledge that matters. You understand? This is the knowledge that brings the sense of power and pride. You feel me? And that's what I'm all about, man. Around, so it's bound to take effect.
Tukutu, money in one, two. Tukutu, so fire, come.
Afrikanska länder kontrollerar medborgarna utan att möta motstånd. Afrobeats ser ofta utåt sett opolitisk med text om kärlek, sex, bilar och pengar. Men tenderar inte sällan att få en annan mening när den lyfts ur sammanhanget. I sitt inre universum är Burna Boy ensam. Fascineras av tumheten och mörkret. Det mystiska och outforskade med rymden. Ljudet av svarta hål.
My thing is I didn't really have a favorite superhero. I just really liked drawing them all. Like, I just like to draw them and like copy them from TV or comic books, and you know, I used to buy comic books just for the purpose of finding stuff to draw from them. You know, so that's my thing. I didn't have a favorite one. I just knew I was supposed to be in the comics too. You feel me? So yeah, I like, yeah, I had to be. There was no way I wasn't gonna be some type of superhero.
Do you mean that you put Burna Boy along the other superheroes like Superman, Batman, etc.?
Nah, just in my head, but I'll just draw Batman and stuff and draw, put them in situations.
I want you to tell all your friends about me. I'm Batman.
Den lille kände på sig att han skulle bli något stort.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Because I remember in it's primary school, I don't know what they call it here. But in primary school, when they would say, they would write, give questionnaires and stuff. And then the questionnaires would be, what would you want to be when you grow up? And me, I would always write rock star. You feel me? So, yeah, that's how I knew that. That's what I wanted to be.
Nobody believed you, of course.
I mean, it wasn't something that needed anyone to believe in, because it's like everyone was just writing whatever they want. Some people wrote that they wanted to be astronauts. Some people wrote that they wanted to be Spider-Man. Some people wrote they wanted to be Power Rangers. I'll never forget that one. Said they wanted to be Power Rangers. You feel me? But I wrote Rockstar down for some reason.
But you were a rebellious kid. You did a lot of stuff that you weren't allowed, etc.
Well, yeah.
Still do, maybe.
Now it's like a lot of things ain't even really fun anymore. So it's like, you know, it's whatever.
Not fun anymore. That sounds sad to some extent.
It's not sad. It's just life, man. You know, you can't take everything with you, you know, in life, you know. Even when you're traveling, you can't take your whole house with you. You might have built a house, but you can't carry it with you. You have to go and get a hotel or some shit whenever you get to where you're going, even if you do have a house, you know what I mean? So it's like you can't take everything with you, man. That's how I see it. I don't feel like it's sad. just feel like it's life, you know?
And a little bit lonely.
I mean, it can't be lonely because I have everyone I love around me, you know? But at the end of the day, you can't bring everything with you, you know?
When and how did you find out that you were the person that you were meant to be?
I mean, shit. So it's just something I just always knew, even when I wasn't in good situations, I knew I wasn't supposed to be in good situations, you know? Yeah. Everything happens. I don't feel like anything is a mistake, you know? I just feel like everything happens because it's supposed to, you know? Even the bad shit. I feel like nothing is bad. It's just supposed to happen, and like, you just don't want it to happen. We just don't want it to happen because we can't see past our human feelings and our human knowledge of things. It's almost like we see shit in 3D and stuff, but that's 7D and 5D that we can't even begin to understand or process. You feel me? It's like we can only see, like, I can see my hands like this, but really, it's like I feel like there's more to it. There's more that I can't see. It's like I can't see inside. I can't see. There's a bunch of shit that I can't see. All I can see is this. So it's like I don't understand. There's a lot I don't understand. I can only judge it from my understanding. You know? So which is why I feel like, yeah, there's nothing is bad and nothing is really good, man. You know, everything is just supposed to. Everything just happens as it's supposed to be. Whether you know it now or you know it later. It's an iron bit's property. I grew up in a place called PAZ. And if you see me, my dogs them with me. Bow, 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 bow. So tired of the river or the garden city. Catch the vibe and you feel it. Cause this is how we live it. Left, right, front and right. Our protocols upset. Ghost, yeah. Let them say I know fear. I know say my cross clap. Who goes there? Oh, be like say una don't forget. Tell me gun them get reloaded. Ghost, yeah. Oh, and if you never really go there, oh, then you will really never know. Deja man, you know say me happy but I got by original. And I was born in the teaching hospital. The second of July of 1991. I know this day too far from Liberation Stadium. And I did chop Bali and fish and yam. And everybody knows a man a real skank dance. Outside official, talk what bad man. Remember when we frequent police station. And if you never understand no vibration, take you to Rumiko where the high grade bun. Cause I catch it road that are my place man. If anybody asks, make you tell them I grew up in a place called PAZ. And if you see me, my dogs them with me. Bow, 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 bow. So tired of the river or the garden city. Catch the vibe and you feel it. Cause this is how we live it. Minister, that's the reason why them a bust the cylinder. I swear to God, you know, cause it's my picking, ya. If it's my picking, no be so my picking, ya. My father na but I got boy original. Even my mother's have na but I got original. My sister and me but I got girl original. My sister is in a but I got girl original. Me come from the home of the smooth criminal. Tell you straight, can we not talk, no subliminal. Me go to room of massy when I get spiritual. Victory Baptist Church next to Cathedral. When Pastor Baguda, the holy man, him tell me say I would have been chosen one. Long before me lock up the warning plan. Me tell you something better, listen closely, man. I grew up in a place called PAZ. And if you see me, my dogs them with me. Bow, 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 bow. So tired of the river or the garden city. Catch the vibe and the
is how we live it. Ghost, yeah. Left, right, front, and right. Our protocols up top. Ghost, yeah. Tell them say I know fear. I know say my post clear. Ooh, ghost, yeah. Oh, be like say una don't forget. Let me gun them get reloaded. Ghost, yeah. Oh, and if you never really go there, oh, then you will really never know. There's your man. You know say me happy, but I got my original. And I was born in a teaching hospital. The second half July of 1991. I know this stay too far from Liberation Stadium. And I did chop Molly and fish and yam. And everybody knows a man a real skank dance. Outside official, that quad bad man. Remember when we frequent police station. And if you never understand my vibration, take you to Rumiko where the high grade bun. Cause I catch it road, that are my place, man. If anybody asks, make you tell them I grew up in a place called BAC.
Oh Malay, ännu en frukt av afrofusion-klimatet i Nigeria. Han blandar likt Burna Boy olika ljud, genrer och kulturer och trycker in dem i en omotståndlig melodi.
Yeah, I said my granddad used to play a percussion for High Life singer. Yeah, so having that High Life background and listening to a lot of Afro, a lot of R&B and hip hop growing up, I think it just shaped me to what I finally became.
Det sägs att ingen tar sig från Port Harcourt, oljehuvudstaden, och en av de tuffaste platserna att leva i Nigeria. Men precis som Burna Boy lyckades Omalay lämna Niger-deltat, där allt förändrades efter upptäckten av olja på 50-talet.
There's just a way, there's just a thing about how we talk, the kind of food we eat and you know, how we grew up is just kind of different from every other part of Nigeria, and it just rubs off in our songs, in our music.
What is so different with the place? Because Afrobeats really developed in another direction there.
Yeah, one thing with Port Harcourt is the toughness. There's this Niger Delta struggle from way back.
We own the oil. The thieves are the people in Abuja.
There's just this struggle around Port Harcourt, this gang and this, you know, oil and all that, plenty stuff going on, and it's hard. Port Harcourt is tough. It's like one of the toughest places to grow up in Nigeria, and that's why we talk different. Our slangs are different, and every other thing, how we even write our music is different from every other part of Nigeria.
Rolling on your wheel now. I'm drinking Hennessy now. I hope you see now. Say you don't bust my eyeglass. You don't scatter my plans. See my eye, I don't cross. You put me for ambulance. See why you make me bitch. See why you make me bitch. See what you did to me. God save me, please. I know you got me now, I know you got me now, I know you got me now, followed you up and down, followed you up and down, followed you up and now I done lost my mind, now I done lost my mind, now I done lost my, now and I know you lied, now I know you lied, now I know, cause the doctor said I burnt my liver, I've been drinking, smoking cigars, used to sing and play my guitar, now I'm lost in this, I'm bizarre. Why you make me bitch? Why you make me bitch? What you did to me? God save me, please.
Oh Marley utvecklade ett sätt att sjunga om svåra saker på ett sött och förföriskt sätt. Men för det mesta handlar det om kärlek när afrobeats och R&B kolliderar och landar mjukt i Omars huvud. Hans farfar spelade med highlife-stjärnan Celestine Ukwo fram till dennes död i en bilolycka 1977. Pappan lirade trummor och Marley stack hemifrån när han var 13.
It was tough. My parents were broke, really broke, and yeah, it was tough. I basically lived all my life by myself from like 13. I started living by myself and stuff, and I started making beats at a very young age, and I started writing songs for people. And by the time I knew it, I started writing and recording songs by myself. And yeah, music really saved my life. I don't know what else I'd be doing right now if it wasn't for music. I don't know. I didn't see myself being a doctor or something else. I'm just glad I'm where I am today. I don't know how I survived it, but you know, I just got in the studio and I make a couple records. Boom, Marley happened, and I'm right here recording this interview right now.
Makes sense, not Ganga.
Oh, Marley växte upp snabbt. Började göra beats och skriva låtar som fångade andras intresse. Sökte lyckan i Lagos. Den mäktiga musikmetropolen innebar en omställning. Han tvivlade på sin förmåga. Och det var nära att hylla det EP:n Get Laid från 2020 aldrig hände.
Get Laid was my first ever project. I can't really tell. It was me doubting myself a lot. It was me just working so hard and trying to make sure that nobody denies me what is really mine. Because like I knew I got it, but I was scared at the same time making that album. Hardship, trying to move into Lagos, and there's a lot of things happening to me at the same time, and doubting myself about this song not being good enough.
You don't go to my iPhone 100. You make a boy sick and a boy well. Not in my eyes, in my mouth, you don't tell her. I ain't telling cause I give you umbrella. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Give you my last cash, spend. I show you my best friend. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend, and show you my best friend. I give you my last guy, spend, everything I do, I under 50, under. Oh, you're not me, under 50, understand. That's the way you do me, under. Condemn. I don't fight the uniform men. Oluwa, can you fix the problem? Thunder, fire, that your reason. Where they give you tips to make you leave me. Thunder, fire, that your reason. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Give you my last cash, spend. I show you my best friend. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, spend. Show you my best friend. I give you my last guy, spend. Everything I do, I under 50, under. Oh, you're not me, under 50, understand. That's the way you do me, under 50, under. Oh, under 50, understand.
Och femårige Marley i Understand från senaste albumet Boy Alone. CK kommer från en annan del av Nigeria. De religiösa konflikternas Nigeria. Kaduna i de centrala delarna av landet. Men även CK får kampen att låta mjuk när han för afrobeats in i det okända.
I think it comes from my willingness to take the sound forward, you know. I feel there's no point in me making music if it's going to sound like what you've heard. You know, the whole point of CK making music is to make something different, to make music that sounds like CK, you know. So I don't want to make music that you've heard.
CK drömmer fram en egen fusion som inkorporerar aktuella rytmer och sound från Sydafrika. Inte minst en varm house-utväxt.
It just happened based on my love for South African music. I've always liked South African music and I have lots of South African friends. So I just got interested in that sound. So I like to fuse it with my traditional Nigerian sound. Piano is the most prominent genre from South Africa, for sure. I find it one of the most interesting sounds right now.
Is it because of the atmosphere, or what is it?
Because of how it makes me feel. Like, it's like house music, but it's not. It's a little slow. And I love the bass, the log drums, the rhythm. Bare. Ash, hey bare for kawe wana party. I am Jimmy wana party. I am Maestro wana party. I Kabza we wana party. Hey bare master we wana. It's all in the land. The music comes from the soil and it sounds like the soil. So if you go to South Africa and go to the clubs, you'll definitely be able to know why they make their stuff like that.
CK's far spelade orgel och var körledare i den anglikanska kyrkan. Röster och ljud formade CK's melodisinne.
Hymns, Anglican, you know, music, church music, but orthodox church music, you know. Beethoven, Mozart, all that stuff.
All because of you, I be on the phone all night long. Don't be smart when you do it to me. Oh no, no, no.
It was really quiet, really suburban, really. It was an Islamic state, and my family was Christian, you know. But it was cool, it was okay. Although my childhood was punctuated with lots of interreligious violence and, you know, murders and all that stuff. But apart from that, it was a good childhood.
Yes, how were you really affected by the religious conflicts between the Muslims in the north and the Christians in the south?
Yeah, like I witnessed lots of interreligious riots from a young age and lots of people dying for that reason. Boko Haram, terrorism, bombs, all that stuff, I witnessed that.
CK växte upp i religiösa motsättningar. Med terrorn från jihadistiska Boko Haram in på knuten. Han blev vittne till ett uppror som under 4 dagar resulterade i 250 människors död och hundratals skadade.
Yeah, there were multiple riots and I witnessed all of them.
What do you think it did to you?
Well, I think I had no business witnessing that much violence at a young age, but I did. And it just made me aware of the reality of the world we live in. The world is not always a nice place. Sometimes it's not nice.
After 6 bottles of shayo, everybody they go down low. Every time I upload my shit, everybody they go down low.
CK flydde hemifrån på grund av de våldsamma konflikterna och annat, som att föräldrarna inte ville att sonen skulle satsa på musik. Tog med sig sina låtar och drog till 8 miljoner staden Lagos. Något helt annat än Kadana med sina 1,2 miljoner invånare.
There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, working my way up the ladder and all that stuff. Very fast city, very different from Kaduna. Very fast-paced, very noisy, very, you know. It was all kinds of stuff I experienced, man. But the most important thing was the growth, and it was a stepping stone to get me where I am today.
Yeah, my baby, my Valentine. If you leave me a good time, I suck. You are like the oxygen I need to survive. I'll be honest, I'm loving the daughter in me. I am so obsessed, I want to chop your heart. Pull up, nobody they back and it's real. Open up, make us feel love. Yeah, my love want to see. Let me make a bad man feel
is not about struggle. It's about love.
En av historiens mest framgångsrika låtar från den afrikanska kontinenten. CK handlar om kärlek, kamp och frihet.
Freedom is the liberty to make decisions and do things that you truly want to.
Do you feel free right now?
To some degree.
Why only to some degree?
Because it's the way life is set up. It's just the way it is. I can't be free to just pick a gun and shoot someone because I'll go to jail, obviously. So.
Men Afrobeats universum att ge CK möjlighet att navigera någorlunda fritt som människa och musiker. En möjlighet som Fella aldrig hade. Afrobeats 2023 kan vara lika farlig som formen utan S för 50 år sedan. Ett lika stort hot för korrupta regeringar.
Even more dangerous, as I'm saying, because the influence is not only just for our people, it's influencing everyone else. It's influencing the whites, the Latins, the Asians, it's influencing everyone. If you have influence, you have power. That's just reality of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Influence is power.
Burna Boy närmar sig allt mer Fällas misstro och cynism. Fälla som mot slutet kände sig sviken av sina egna.
To me, that's like my hero and stuff, you feel me? So I feel like it was about toughness. I feel like he found out that almost like the people he was doing it for wouldn't do it for him. It's like I feel like he found out that what he was fighting for almost I don't know how to put it in a politically correct way.
You don't have to.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, man, he just found out it wasn't what he thought it was, you know? And I feel like he was disappointed about it deep down, you know? But again, it is what it is, you know? It's like, it doesn't stop what's gonna happen from happening. It's just the reality. It goes back to what I'm saying, where it's like, there's no mistakes, you know?
So you're accepting your destiny, whatever it is, you mean?
I have no choice. Neither do you, neither does anyone else. It's like, nobody has a choice, man.
My Lord, oh my God, success is
bon killer. Bon killer.
All I want, yes indeed. My luck, oh, the tick bam bam, she better let my song. The tick bam bam, she better let my truth. Then they break like a ball and stagger, so I'm moving cloak and dagger. Might see me in a black bandana, in a Lambo with Joey Zata. Diamond teeth for the bucket full of rubber. No shirt, looking like a normal rubber. Since I started, they carry my matter. No be now, we go scatter my dada. Boutique bam bam, she belle my son. Boutique bam bam, she belle my son.
Pray we go fall and stagger. Are you mad? You know why them man call me Baba. To catch eye, you gon' need one bigger and a taller ladder. Just there dancing, dagger. I'm outside chilling, ragga. What's so the hickey hagger? When I come with a yinky yanka, and my jacket was shining like Bianca. Now them man there wish that they never done that. Now everybody rage out, Stevie Wonder. Niggas doing 8 mile when they hear the thunder. Make a nigga wake up, rise from your slumber. I ain't even green yet, man, I'm still on amber. What you wanna see me fall down, see me under? Sometimes I gotta think hard and I ponder. They can't come close, come here, but they want to. Just stay far, stay there, smoke a ganja. 24 hours ain't enough for gangster. No sleep, now my eyes looking like a panda. Do them man there really wanna pass a passer? When you pull up, they gonna have to go and call for Jaja. Go call for Yala, see me a maga. When your time has come, nigga, don't make it harder. Can't catch him today, we gonna see tomorrow. Only witness was tear tomorrow.
Then they break up all and stagger, so I'm moving cloak and dagger. Might see me in a black bandana, in a Lambo with Joey Zata. Diamond teeth with a bucket full of rubber. No shirt, looking like a normal rubber. Since I started, then they carry my matter. No be now, we go scatter my dada.
Then they break.
det finns något mystiskt och jäckande över Burna Boy. Ungefär den känslan som han och Jay Haas förmedlar i Cloak and Dagger från Love Domine. Hans mest personliga och mest poporienterade album. En gång en regional angelägenhet. Afrobeats blev ett globalt fenomen som förändrade popmusiken inifrån och fick amerikansk R&B att hitta tillbaka till något luftigt och svävande. Men frågan är om kommersialiseringen av Afrobeats är en välsignelse för afrikansk kultur eller ännu en förminskande vision. De flesta menar att allt strålkastarljus på afrikansk musik är av godo, även om Afrobeats förlorar sig själv i en framgångsrik formel. Det viktiga är att ungarna, 15-16-åringarna, drömmer och motiveras att skapa något nytt. Göra sin egen Afrofusion. Det är dit som våra blickar borde riktas, medan veteranen Burna Boy gör upp med sina inre demoner.
Man, for me it's just honest music, man. Just honest music. That's really what I call it, man. It's like, because to me, man, it's like, that's what music should be, is honest, you know? I fall too easy.
And I got you in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, this was fun. Yeah, man.
Na me with the clean una house. Na me with the wash una car. Na me with the cook una no. Na me with the wash una cloth. Na me with the work for your shop.
can get your knock for 100 bands. Did a drive-by, then they walked in. All you see on my block is the Taliban. Put you in a car, but never breathe again.
Sure you like, I tell you. Ask me if I change, I tell you hell no. Tatted in my arm to my fucking elbow. Till they pay my dog from the prison cell. So when I pull up in a Benzo, it ain't no rental. I might blow a couple Benzos to make an entrance. So like they told my calendar, check my credentials. All this balling might offend you, fuck up your mental. That's Balenci on my torso, the bottom also. And the socks and the feet, probably even more so. Never send no shots to me, cause I'm doing dentals. I'ma send a couple shots to whoever sent you. Sure you like, I tell you. Ask me if I change, I tell you hell no. Tatted in my arm to my fucking elbow. Sticking to the cold, you know I'm out.
P3, Sveriges Radio. Ekot. En man i 60-årsåldern hittades död i Tosterbosjön i Valdemarsviks kommun under kvällen. Det var vid 6:30 som räddningstjänsten fick larm om att några personer på en båt upptäckt mannen i vattnet. Anhöriga underrättade och polisen hanterar drunkningen som en olyckshändelse, rapporterar P4 Östergötland. I Madrid i Spanien protesterade tiotusentals personer idag mot premiärministern Pedro Sánchez och krävde tidigare lagda val. Bakgrunden till demonstrationerna är de korruptionsanklagelser som riktat mot Sánchez fru, andra familjemedlemmar men också mot partikamrater i det socialistiska partiet PSOE, skriver tidningen The Guardian. Den omstridda israelisk-amerikanska nödhjälpsorganisationen Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GOF, uppger idag att man delat ut över 1 miljon måltider i Gaza, rapporterar AFP. Enligt GOF ska utdelningen ha skett utan några incidenter. Samtidigt kommer nya rapporter om dödsskjutningar. Enligt den Hamas-kontrollerade hälsomyndigheten har minst 12 personer skjutits ihjäl av israelisk militär i närheten av GOFs utdelningsplatser. Under kvällen har delar av SVT Play och SVT.se legat nere. Till Ekot sa Anna Vilborg på SVTs presstjänst tidigare ikväll att det berodde på en överbelastningsattack. Problemen ska nu vara lösta, skriver SVT på sin hemsida. Om vi avslutar med fotboll, det blev Portugal som till sist stod som vinnare av turneringen Nations League. Efter 90 spelade minuter och förlängning stod det 2-2 mellan Portugal och Spanien och matchen fick avgöras på straffar där Portugal vann med 5-3. Ekot midnatt, Veronica Mitrevska.
Tack så mycket för det, Veronica. Och nu i en direktsändning från Radiohuset i Stockholm.
Det här är Vaken med P3 och P4.
Och i studion i natt, Peter Sunder och Lisa Friberg.
Change my mind.
Nothing's gonna change my mind. Full tension. For the first time I feel alive. A real connection. And nothing's gonna change my mind.
Full attention med Tom Grennan här i Vaken med Peter och Lisa. Lisa, hur dant väder har du haft i helgen?
Jag vet inte.
Du vet inte vilket väder, har du inte tänkt på det eller?
Nej.
Det är så mycket annat för dig att du inte har reflekterat över om det har blåst, varit mulet eller regnat.
Precis. I lördag skulle jag på ett barnkalas som fick vara inomhus för att det var så blåsigt. Och vi hade träd som blåste ner på tomten som okay. vi måste rensa.
Jag har varit på Åland och vi har haft i princip klar himmel. Men här min skapare, det har blåst så mycket att man har typ... Jag kände mig igår, alltså på i lördags, så kände jag som att mina fingrar var så vita att jag var nedkyld. Det kändes som att det var februari.
Var det någon som drog skämtet? Åland!
Jag önskar att vi hade gjort det. Hade du varit med hade vi fått njuta av det skämtet hela helgen. Under söndag så var det vindstilla och kanonsommar. Men sen så kom man in till fastlandet till Sverige och då var det lite kyligt igen. Och jag kan berätta att alla ni som känner så här, var tog sommarvädret vägen? Skulle det inte komma? Håll ut, för jag har kollat in prognosen för kommande vecka. Det kommer börja så där
ostadigt.
Ja. Och alltså, det kommer bli läge för picknick och bad till helgen, för då kan vi få temperaturer på upp till 25 grader. Så att jag tänker bara håll i hatten så länge. Njut av... Njut när du väl kommer.
Är det storm?
Nej, men det kommer vara ostadigt här i början av veckan. Okay. Sen så blir det så fint i helgen att ni kommer glömma att ni har haft en vecka 24 som överhuvudtaget haft dåligt väder. Så håll ut. Vad var jag vill komma till?
I'm not afraid.